Hello, my name is Pastor Nick Nicolai. I am the interim pastor at Congregational Presbyterian Church in Lewiston, Idaho. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for the congregation and for those interested in learning more about the congregation and our Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, meet our staff and congregation, and join us in our journey of faith. Our mission is to know Christ, to become like Christ, to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon. Psalm 100. It's God's holy word according to this song, "Glory to you, O Lord." Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, and come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. The word of God. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer. O gracious God, you are Lord of all, and your love is forever, your faithfulness for always. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior in the Spirit be with you this day and this night and always. God present with us. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Well, today is Sunday, October 8th, 2023. So welcome. Welcome from Congregational Presbyterian Church, Lewiston, Idaho. So welcome to all of those of you gathered in person. Welcome to all of those of you online. And welcome to all of those who will join us in worship at a later time. Welcome. Who is that guy? Well, he's our interim pastor. In the absence of Pastor Steve Wilbraham, why didn't Pastor McLean Stone preach? Pastor Stone left a year ago. Pastor Stone left? When does Pastor Wilbraham return? Pastor Wilbraham retired. He's transitioning to Texas. Pastor Wilbraham is gone? Yeah, back in September. Wow. So how long do we got this guy? Well, he is here until our new pastor, Adam Ogg, gets here. We called a new pastor? Yes. His first Sunday here with us is Sunday, November 19th. Wow. Well, at least we still have KLEW-TV and news personalities Anna Velazquez and Keith Havens in Lewiston. They're gone? News comes out of Boise? Yeah. Wow. I need to go listen to some good old country music and relax. I need to listen to Toe Tappin' Tommy Tucker on KRLC Radio 1350 AM. Well, gone? Yeah? This is just too much change. Our mission statement, to know Christ, to become like Christ, to share Christ. Ah, don't tell me. Oh, no, no. Still our mission statement. God is still with us. We got work to do. Hey, that guy up front, whatever his name is, he's looking at us. We talking too loudly? Maybe. We should probably at least look like we're paying attention and are interested in the sermon. Well, we can always visit during coffee fellowship. I hope he doesn't go on too long. Yeah, me too, we agree. Change. Well, this is the first of three-part sermon series on stewardship. Here's a poem by Scott Carnes, Idiot Psalm 12, a psalm of Isaac amid uncommon darkness. O being both far distant and most near, O lover embracing all unlovable, O tender tether binding us together, and binding, yea, and tenderly, your person to ourselves. Being both beyond our ken and kindred, one whose dire energies invest such clay as ours with patent animation. O secret one, secreting life anew into our every tissue moribund, afresh unto our stale and stalling craft, grant in this little obscurity a little light. Well, mention stewardship at church and you'll likely get a lot of rolling eyes and hear some groans as people bolt for the door with their hand on their wallets and checkbooks and credit cards. In too many congregations, stewardship has become a euphemism for, we want your money. It's a shame, too. Stewardship is a lovely word that has taken on unpleasant meanings. It's come to narrowly mean pay up. Stewardship, at its very center, means to be a disciple of Jesus. It's been said that stewardship is everything we do after we say, I believe. I like that. Two things are clear. First, a steward is a person who is entrusted with duty of managing and caring for another person's property. Stewards manage. They care for. They are entrusted with that which belongs to someone else. They do not own it. It does not belong to them. Second, that definition relies on the biblical understanding that everything in creation, even our very own lives, belong to God. It all is God's, no exceptions. And you are God's. Everything is God's. And the very first words in the scriptures are, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And God looked at all that he had made, and God said, good stuff. How did the world get here? How did you get here? How are you part of this? What's behind everything? God. Holy and wonderful, blessed. Everything is imbued with God's holiness. Everything filled with God's breath. Everything created by God. Everything belongs to God. And Genesis describes how God created humans, you, in divine image. Imagine that, divine image. And God set you here to be in charge, to manage, to look over what God has made. Stewards, stewardship, caretaking, caretakers, managing, managers. We carry out everything we do, think, and say after we say, I believe. Psalm 100, what a great song. Many of us who were brought up in the church were not told to shout. God says, shout out that I am God. We were taught, keep your voices down, keep it under control, don't run, this is God's house, don't raise a ruckus here. When it comes to worshiping God, Psalm 100 is clear. It's the very appropriate then to turn up the volume and let it rip and the boombox round the neighborhood. Five short verses, and they roar with praise, active verbs, shout, worship, sing like sheep in the fields, baa, and enter and praise. And taken together, these commands compel community. They embody us. They invite us into the ritual of procession. Come join the procession. Come join in the shouting and praising and singing. After a volley of imperative verbs, shout, worship, acknowledge, praise,
The psalm takes a break and invites reflection upon who you are and who this earth is. It belongs to God. No one outside the community can claim authority, and no one in the community can claim the authority. We didn't create us. Ah, the pastoral image gives way to the construction space of the city and town. The procession continues. Enter the gates. Go into the courts. We move through all the places. We move from the fields and the pastures, from the countryside into the towns and cities. And through gates, we enter places of complex architecture. All of these places are appropriate to worship God. It's a time when congregations and Christian communities have become increasingly fractured and fractious, contentious. It's difficult to imagine a throng of faithful witnesses all joining together as one, moving in praise of God. But that's precisely at this difficult time where Psalm 100 is a gift and should come to us and through us out of our lips, join the song of all the earth. Well, whenever, wherever, whoever joins in the song, it's a vast community, and it joins together all of history, all places, all people, all times, and with the angels and the archangels, with those who are here, with those who have died and gone on before, we are all gathered together and sing, and more, all of creation is bearing witness to God's goodness. And so, we step into the procession that stretches across time and place, for God is committed to redeeming the whole world. God affirms that we are His, and God invites us to shout and praise. You sit in the front room and you look out the large window. A cup of coffee warms your hand. It is early morning. Outside, the orchestra has begun to play a new passage, which opens up this new day, new dawn, first light, daybreak. A lone sparrow chirps somewhere among the tree in the front yard as dying leaves are colored into autumn. Creation, Big Bang. With the right instruments, they say you can hear echoes of creation resonating through the universe. The low hum of the afternoon sun, the thrum of mass and gravity, the music of attraction and expansion, the conversations and laughter and whispers of people visiting down the street as you stand in the yard. In everything, the steady noise of being. If you listen, quiet as an octopus, you can hear whispers of the echoes. And with the setting sun, dusk and fading light, shadows lengthen, darkness deepens, drawing out imagination and dreams. You can hear words and worlds that have never been silent. If you listen, stone deep, moon still, star quiet, in everything, solid as iron in everything, unfailing light, unfolding music, unending song, this procession of God's praises, wholly present in everything. You can hear the silence that came before, in the silence, in the song, in the rhythm of this very morning and this coming evening, in the slumber, in the rising, in the birthing, in the dying, in the earth music, in the people's song, in it all, the pure hope and promise of God. All the earth, God's beloved people, sing, sing, and sing on. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Join with me. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare. Prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Let's take a moment of silence and reflection, and then I'll pray. Our gracious God, we join this long procession of praise and joy, calling your name holy and celebrating earth and people and us. And you have called us as your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending. We've headed out on paths as yet untrodden, and there will be perils, but there'll be opportunities. Give us faith to go out and sing with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love is supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.